I am WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Mark Ribbler, who's going to be participating in the Rock and Roll for Children charity. It's an annual event that we do every year here, and we always get awesome musicians on to come talk about it. So Mark was kind enough to join us.
Nice to meet you, Jason.
All right, so before we hopped on here, you said we always make time for good causes. Why is this such a great cause that you're like, all right, I have to be involved in this?
Well, it helps children. It helps people with cancer, and, you know, obviously, it's an epidemic proportions, and, you know, so we're bringing music together to, you know, to bring people together to raise money to, you know, to help people that are, you know, afflicted. And I'm just, I'm grateful that, you know, I could be part of it, and I could bring, you know, some of my amazing friends that are very talented into it also.
Awesome. Yeah, you mentioned some of your other friends that are getting involved. Who all is going to be there this year?
Well, I'm Stevie Van Zandt's musical director, so for the Disciples of Soul. So I play guitar and sing with Steven, and I'll be bringing the band in. Actually, we get in the day before. We're going to rehearse, and then we're playing at the Fillmore on the 18th, which is the event. Mm-hmm. So it's a great band. It's Andy Burton on keyboards. He's from John Mayer's group, Jack Daly. He plays with Lenny Kravitz. He was actually with Lenny Kravitz for 15 years, and a host of other amazing musicians. So it should be pretty. You know, a bunch of the horn players are from the E Street Band as well. Eddie Mannion, Clark Gayton,
right?
Stan Harrison from the original Asbury Jukes.
Yeah. So Stevie agrees to get involved in, and he's just like taps some of his fellow bandmates and say, "Hey, come on, you're coming with me."
Well, we're bringing the new Disciples of Soul down.
Awesome.
We have a new record coming out. Steven has a new record coming out, and this is the band. So we're just they asked Steven to do it, and we're bringing the troops.
That's so awesome. I mean, our listeners. I mean, I've seen Bruce several times here in DC, and it's always great and seeing Stevie there. And then, of course, a lot of our listeners will remember him from Sopranos too. So, I mean, it's going to be great. Come out and see Stevie, but also these other great artists. What songs are you guys going to be playing? Do you have the set list worked out, or are you still fine tuning that?
We're still fine tuning it, but we're going to play some classics that Steven has written, and I know there's also a house band that's supposed to be very good. I think Ricky Bird. From Joan Jett and the Blackhearts is in that band, among some other great players. So they'll be opening the night, and then the headliner is Stevie and the Disciples of Soul. So we'll be doing the later set. It should be pretty awesome. It's a phenomenal 15-piece band.
So awesome. Yeah, you mentioned Ricky Bird. He actually has joined us the last 2 years to talk about this event, and he's just so gracious. He talked to us for like an hour each year, and he's just so jacked up about this event. It's so great. And tell me about, in addition to the concert, aren't there some other great events involved as well? Isn't there like an auction of memorabilia?
Yeah, there is an auction, absolutely. And I know that a lot of famous artists like Billy Joel and the late Prince and members of the probably Ringo Starr, like, you know, they've donated different memorabilia to be auctioned off to raise money. So it's beautiful, man. People, when it's a great cause, people, you know, they bring their hearts to the table, you know, so you can't beat that. And I hope a lot of the listeners are going to come out to that show, because it's a show not to be missed.
Absolutely. And you seem like you have a really charitable heart, not just for this, but didn't you also do a bunch of stuff for when that Superstorm Sandy hit up near Jersey? So tell us about what you did back in that. I guess that was 2012?
That was 2012, yeah. Well, we felt, you know, I felt helpless. And like so many of my, you know, friends and musician friends, we didn't have power for 10 days. So I wrote a couple songs. And then I went in the studio with some of my great Jersey Shore musician friends, and we recorded the songs, and then we sold the songs online and raised thousands of dollars that we sent to, there was a Superstorm Sandy charity that Chris Christie's wife, I think she was running the charity. And you know, we just did what we could. We did a few concerts, and we sold music and you know, hopefully made a dent in the incredible damage that was done.
Absolutely.
I know there's still people that are they're not, still not back in their homes, and it's more than 5 years. It'll be 5 years this year. It's crazy.
Wow. We can't forget about it. It was long. It seems like it was forever ago, but it really wasn't that long. I mean, it takes a while to climb out of something like that. So thanks for all your work with that and for this. Tell our listeners, what else you got going on other than this. Don't you also organize the Mark Ribbler and Friends series up at Asbury Park?
It's been about a year since we've done those Tuesday nights, but I'm also Darlene Love's musical director, so I do a bunch of shows with Darlene. Actually, Stevie produced Darlene's last record, and he appointed me her musical director, and I'm Stevie's musical director, and we just, the Disciples of Soul, as I mentioned, just made a new record, which Stevie had myself and his engineer, Jeff Sanoff, co-produced with him, and it'll be coming out later this year. It's a great record. I'm currently working on my new record, so I've been in the studio the last few weeks recording that, so that should be out later this year as well.
How did you, just remind our listeners, take us back, how did you actually get hooked up with Stevie in the first place? I know you're his musical director now, but how did you guys actually first cross paths?
Obviously we grew up at the Jersey Shore playing with, Stevie's a few years older than me, so we grew up playing with a lot of the same musicians. I hadn't met him until later, probably about 5 years ago. And then I was asked to play on the Darlene Love record that he was producing. And around that time, I kept just running into him. My friend Mark Rivera, he's actually Billy Joel's saxophonist. Mm-hmm. He does the Rock and Roll for Children every year. He's booked with Billy this year, so he won't be able to join us. But
right.
We do this thing in New York called Breakfast with the Beatles with Ken Daschau from Q104.3. And it was like a few weeks after I played on the record. I ran into Steven then, and we just kept running into each other. And then he called me later in the year to play guitar with Darlene to do her CD release party. So we kind of, it's interesting. We both grew up playing at the Jersey Shore, but we really only became friendly and got acquainted and started working together in the last few years.
It's so crazy. I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you guys are both going to be coming to this thing. Before we go, why should our listeners come out on the 18th?
Well, it's a great cause. Obviously, there's a lot of epidemics, and cancer is one of them. And they can, by coming to the show, by paying for a ticket, they'll be helping the cause. And they'll be witnessing some amazing music by, some of the world's best musicians. So it's a win-win all around. And I would highly recommend anyone getting out to this show because it's going to be a killer. It's great every year, and this year should be even a little more extraordinary. So please come out.
Awesome. We definitely will. We'll see you out there. Thanks so much, Mark, for taking the time and for doing this great cause. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great day.